This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Brenda Reyna. Date of birth is January the 7th, 1968. Case ID number is 382-5586. Date of exam, January the 12th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Rio Grande Regional Hospital, dated 7/17/22. And McAllen Medical Center, dated 5/30/22, as well as a Social Security questionnaire, dated June the 13th, 2022. Identifying information. This is a 55-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of osteoarthritis, seizure disorder, heart murmur, and anxiety/depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked as a security guard for 23 years for different areas. The claimant states she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment by herself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, osteoarthritis. Number two, seizure disorder. Number three, heart murmur. And number four, anxiety/depression. History of allegations. Number one, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2017, she started to develop pain in her shoulders, wrists, hands, knees, and ankles. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, but no x-rays were performed. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for her condition. She is presently taking Arthrotec 75 milligrams BID for her condition, which she states does give some mild relief. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels every day in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top at this time. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a cane that she uses all the time. Her physician is Dr. John Lung. The claimant says that the only other physical activity she does is walking 15 minutes to 25 minutes a day in order to keep in shape. Allegation number two, seizure disorder. The claimant states that in 2005, she was diagnosed with grand mal seizures, status epilepticus, by Dr. Roger Eria. She denies any trauma, tumors, cerebrovascular accident, drug withdrawal, or infectious diseases. She states the last seizure she had was in 2016 and has not been to the emergency rooms since 2016 for her seizures. She does have post-sictal symptoms that she says she blacks out, starts to foam at the mouth, will sleep for hours afterwards, bites her tongue during the seizure, and her eyes roll up. She was diagnosed with grand mal seizures, status epilepticus, and also absent seizures. The claimant is presently on Dilantin, 600 milligrams TID. She has not had a seizure in over 7 years and appears to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number three, heart murmur. The claimant states that in 2005, her doctor, Dr. Heredia, told her that she had a heart murmur. She denies going to the emergency room or the hospital to be evaluated. The claimant denies having a myocardial infarction or coronary artery bigraft surgery. She denies any chest pain. and it has presently not on any medications for chest pain. The claimant denies any symptoms of shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, or dizziness. The claimant does not have high blood pressure, diabetes mellitus, high cholesterol, or positive family history of heart disease. The claimant is menopausal at this time. The claimant also denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. She does suffer from gastritis, but is no longer taking omeprazole for her condition. The claimant also denies any shortness of breath, but does sleep with two pillows at night. She was diagnosed with a heart murmur, which may have been secondary to her anemia. Allegation number 4, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that in 2019, she started to develop severe depressive disorder. The claimant states that she did have suicidal ideation, and she tried to cut herself when she was 16 years old with a knife. Her mother stopped her. The claimant has times when she has insomnia, decreased energy, crying spells, increased appetite, depressed mood, anxiety, tiredness, and feeling worthless. She also states that she has this feeling that there's someone in her house. The claimant has lost her job since 2019 and is presently living alone, which does not help her condition. The claimant is presently on Lexapro 20 milligrams QD, hydroxyzine 100 milligrams BID, and Wellbutrin XR 200 milligrams BID. Her condition at this time is stable but guarded. Family history. She did not know her father. Her mother is 94 and suffers from diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, hypertension, decreased vision, decreased hearing, and she also had a cerebral vascular accident. She has a sister with a seizure disorder as well. Medications, Lexapro 20 milligrams QD, Arthrotex 75 milligrams BID, hydroxyzine 100 milligrams BID, Trazodone 20 milligrams QHS, Wellbutrin XR 200 milligrams BID, Ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, and Tylenol 500 milligrams PRN is needed. She is also taking Dilantin 600 milligrams TID. Medical problems, anemia, history of heart murmur, anxiety/depression, seizure disorder secondary to status epilepticus and grand mal seizures, osteoarthritis, and history of anxiety. Major surgeries, none. Social history. The claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any history of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit. Weight 155 pounds. height 5 feet 2 inches, BP 141 over 98 mmHg, heart rate 73 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 99%, BMI 28. General. This is a 55-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T, down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does wear glasses for reading and for farsightedness. However, she did not bring them to this visit. Could you please drop down to... Neurological. The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time, although she did appear to be somewhat depressed. She had clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. The claimant does have a left index finger amputation of the distal phalange, secondary to an amputation that occurred when she was a child. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had some difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty and walking on her heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she did come with a cane, but she doesn't appear to need it at this time. Could you drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to... possibly mild seizure disorder and depression. Probable diagnosis, osteoarthritis, - normal physical exam and x-rays. Number two, seizure disorder. The claimant appears to be fairly well controlled and has not had a seizure in over 7 years. Number 3, heart murmur, normal physical exam. Number 5, anxiety / depression being treated at this time appears to be well controlled. The claimant does appear to be mildly depressed, but her condition is stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Brenda Reina.